This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And let's not forget about the Virgin Islands, the American Virgin Islands, and also Puerto Rico and the Bahamas, a new affiliate down there that covers all three of those. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial, mechanics, construction, and bulk mail centers, too. Thanks for all you do. And to the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And joining us right now, as he always does, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, first of all, the Israeli elections start today.
That's exactly right, Captain. And, of course, you've got Benjamin Netanyahu looking to try to, of course, hold on to his prime ministership there.
Right.
Of course, there are a lot of different forces involved here. And Netanyahu is talking about if they win this election and so forth, he's promising to go in and essentially extend sovereignty, as it's being called, to all the different settlements. Because that way they protect Israeli heritage and areas that are important to Israel's security. So this is a big to-do, of course, in their election process.
And, of course, one of the other things is that Saudi Arabia and Israel actually get along with each other. And it's an agreement where I do believe, because at one time Saudi Arabia had given the Israeli jets permission to fly through their airspace in the event they were going to take on the Iranians. I believe it was to go after their nuclear facility. Is that right?
I believe so, yes.
So I have no reason to doubt that that still isn't a part of what's going on. And we'll see what's happening, because right now the Saudis say that its initial investigations indicate that Iranian weapons were used in the attacks on key oil installations, and they have invited the UN and international experts to come into Saudi Arabia, view the situation on the ground, and participate in the investigations. And there are numerous reports that these missiles that came in from Iran, because there were cruise missiles involved, there were drones involved with the missiles on board the drones, and they all flew in below what they call treetop level with the radar, so they could not be seen.
Well, that's right. And, of course, the Iranians are saying that it was the Yemeni people, the Houthis, essentially, who were, quote, exercising their legitimate right to self-defense, which I don't really buy for a minute.
They don't have the type of capability with some of these missiles I just described. They do not have cruise missiles down there. They don't.
Well, exactly. And the amount of damage that was done to this oil processing facility has now caused, of course, Saudi Arabia to stop 50% of its oil production as a result of this. It translates into 5% of the oil produced in the world. We've seen a huge jump in oil prices, probably the biggest one-day jump, we understand, Captain.
Well, it's not as big as what it could have been. I mean, we could have been looking at oil back in the George Bush days. Right now, we could have been looking at oil at $150 a barrel.
Exactly, yeah. So it is significant how much it's jumped.
$68 or something like that. Went up to $8 yesterday.
That's right. So of course, there are concerns about how that could affect consumer spending and so forth, and there are some different opinions on that. But of course, what's happening is this is essentially an act of war if it came from Iran, directed at Saudi Arabia, and it can't be some kind of just, some news event that happens and then it sort of goes away for a while. There's going to be a response to this, one would think, from the Saudis, and how much that is and how much it brings in the United States, that remains to be seen. President Trump, of course, saying he doesn't want war with anybody, but goodness gracious me, Captain, I can't imagine the Iranians are sitting there thinking, we got this thing if President Trump decides to really do damage.
Well, they'll do it again, number one, and they'll do it worse, number two. And Saudi Arabia is going about this the same way with Iran. They're taking it to the United Nations. They're having the people come in to investigate and to see the damage that's there and to see the remnants of the missile parts, which I'm sure our people have already done. They've been gathering up what they could to prove what they could prove. And again, there's certain models, makes, and whatnot of missiles, especially cruise missiles, that the Houthis just don't have.
Well, exactly. And part and parcel of this, Captain, is going to be building that case against Iran. If you can do it in the UN and make sure that the rest of the world and our European partners, everybody, with the exception of those who are only going to support Iran no matter what, but everybody's on the same page. So if there is a response, and because Iran's going to go to the mat on this, one would think that the world is united, and that way things can be taken care of much better.
Well, the world is united, and I've been told the Arab Union League, I guess they call it, the Arab League, four of the countries that are in that league have already condemned Iran, and they're going to be having a meeting as we speak today. But anyway, hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, too. Don't go anywhere. Lots more in the burner tonight.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and hi, I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, and I'm broadcasting from the Moss Nissan studio here at my flagship station. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain, and God knows I have been for a number of years because I've got arthritis because of all the breaks that I've had and the surgeries that I've had over the years, but back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, muscle aches in general, then I would strongly suggest that you do what I did, and that's try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start plan. And you can get started on that right away for $19.95. Now, it's $19.95 plus shipping or handling. You can get it sent to you the overland camel route, if you will, which takes about a week to get there. Or you can pay a few extra dollars and get it sent to you in about 3 days or thereabouts or less. But at any rate, once you start it, take it the way it tells you to take it. Follow the instructions. You start out with three packs a day, four tablets in a pack, all natural, no narcotics, none of that stuff in there. It's all natural. And you start out with three of those a day. And then you break down it for a couple of weeks to two a day, and then you see what happens. But I'm telling you, it works for me, and if it worked for me, I believe it'll work for you. Now, here's the other thing. Over 75% of the people that take this stay on it. Absolutely, positively stay on it, because it does work. So here's where you go to find out more. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain is the website for the 1995 3-week quick start. 1995 plus shipping and handling. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Want to do a little something here. The president tonight went to New Mexico, correct?
That's right, yeah, on Rio Rancho.
And here's a little of the sound of what was going on.
The United States right now has the hottest economy
anywhere in the world. We're rebuilding that awesome might that we were just talking about, our United States Armed Forces. America is working again. America is winning again. And America is respected again, respected like never before.
Now, what was amazing about this crowd last night, besides the fact it was humongous again, is I've yet to see a Democrat that can even come close to maybe one-fifth of the size of a crowd like this.
Well, right, and this is why you see the sort of the same story popping up whenever a Democrat candidate gets any kind of crowd. It's like there's this huge crowd that came out for Elizabeth Warren or that kind of thing.
Yeah, 3,000 people.
Exactly, and that's a direct counter, I think, to the crowds that President Trump can draw, you know, literally on a moment's notice. I know these things are planned in advance, but of course...
Not very far in advance, having been involved in several of them. Let me tell you, you find out about it maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 days in advance, tops, and then boom, you gotta get everything out there and say, here we go.
Well, right, exactly. But of course, he's got the draw, and because people want to come out and hear President Trump. And one of the things, you know, it's interesting because you hear a lot of comparisons to back of Bush 41, a very popular president, and of course he went on to lose to Bill Clinton. One of the things that hurt President Bush 41 was that he was considered, in some ways, he wasn't connecting in some ways, like what's the price of milk and this kind of stuff. But President Trump absolutely connects with the American people. He comes out to these rallies, he speaks directly to people, and people feel like he's not a politician far away in another place, you know, listening only to advisors. And I'm not saying that's what 41 was doing, I'm simply saying that President Trump connects, and that's why he gets these huge crowds.
Well, the president is on one whale of a run. I'll tell you what, the economy, the jobs, the prosperity, poverty, the border security, he's on a winning streak, the likes of which I don't think I've ever seen a president be on. And first, of course, the U.S. Supreme Court gave President Trump perhaps his biggest victory yet by allowing his asylum restrictions to take effect. And then, of course, that just changed the entire dynamics of illegal immigration and border security. The days of yelling asylum and being instantly let in America are now over, correct?
That's correct. That's right.
And then coupled with the July Supreme Court ruling backing Trump's bold move to declare the national security emergency and divert billions of dollars into the Pentagon from the Pentagon for building the wall, where we're going to have 450 to 500 miles of wall built by the end of next year. You know that too, right?
That's right. Yeah.
And with all of this, the news that 5,500 military troops are going to remain on our southern border for at least another year, as was announced by the Secretary of Defense, pardon me, more border security. It's taken 2.5 years to do all this, but he's stuck with it. He's got it done. And that's what's called winning.
Well, sure, and these are campaign promises as well. Now, the Democrats are going to try to really hit Trump by saying, he never built the wall, Mexico hasn't paid for it yet, and this kind of thing. But President Trump is going to be able to say, look what I've accomplished in spite of the total resistance from another political party, what's been going on in the media and so forth. I think he's going to bring his case to the American people. American people are going to say, this guy is delivering on what he talked about. He's not stopping for anything.
Yep. Yep.
And we're going to keep going.
And the majority of the people want the wall. The majority of the people want border security. And I'm not talking just about 3 or 4 or 5%. I'm talking about 10, 12, 15, 20% in some of the polls that are out there want exactly what the president is doing. And oh, by the way, security, American security, the military might, you betcha we want the military, because we know with what Iran is doing, we are going to have to use everything that we have at our disposal, because I'm telling you right now, I believe Saudi Arabia and the Arab neighbors, they, especially the Sunnis, this is boiled down once again, Kyle, to the thousands of years they've been going at it, the Sunnis and the Shias, and the lines have been drawn, an act of war was just committed by Iran, and it's just a matter of hours, literally, before we see something happening with Saudi Arabia leading the charge with the United States not very far behind.
Well, yeah, exactly. And something is going to happen. There's no doubt.
It's got to.
Yeah. And Iran, of course, is literally just going headlong into trying to create this problem. They want to spread their hegemony throughout the Middle
East. And they're by themselves, Kyle. They're by themselves. Russia hasn't said a word. China hasn't said a word. North Korea hasn't said a word. They can't.
Well, right. I mean, there's just too much, you know, that the United States and its allies are going to be able to deliver on this. And so it is, of course, a terrible thing. Nobody wants to see war, you know, full-on war come. But you're right. They have to do something about this. This isn't a game of tag, you're it. This is a serious act of war. There's no doubt about it.
Now, speaking of war, the New York Times is a newspaper that's at war with America. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah. Well, it certainly seems that way.
And MSNBC and CNN and CBS and ABC and NBC are all probably in that same category, because I heard the, and by the way, we were the first ones on the Monday morning overnight shows to talk about the Kavanaugh thing and get into the details of it and all that, which is disgusting, not true. The New York Times had to retract their story, correct?
Oh, that's right. Big time.
Yeah, and Rachel Maddow, who I don't watch, but I forced myself to go over there for a second, and, Kavanaugh did this, and Kavanaugh did that, and, it's so terrible, and ABC did it not only in the morning when I saw it on television. When I went home, I turned on the TV for a few minutes, and ABC, I pulled them up first before I went channel surfing, and it was all about, Kavanaugh did this and that. I mean, they were following the New York Times line, and it was wrong. And you know something, Kyle? Tonight and this afternoon and the evening news, they were still doing it.
Well, sure. Well, because they feel like this is something that they can run with. Now, what's very scary,
it's nothing they can run with.
Well, exactly, because it's just some accusation, but they're going to put it out there like...
Yeah, and the accuser doesn't even remember it. How stupid is that?
Well, exactly. And then you have presidential candidates on the Democrat side and congressional members saying, well, we've got to start impeachment right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why is this all happening? You know the real reason, don't you?
Well, they're absolutely terrified of having...
No. The people that wrote this article, the two people that wrote this article for the New York Times, have a brand new book coming out about Kavanaugh.
Oh, they do. Okay.
That's what this is all about. They're trying to sell their book. And the New York Times needs to fire these people. The New York Times needs to fire the editor that agreed to print this thing. And they need to just back off, because if I was Judge Kavanaugh, I would own the New York Times.
No kidding.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, got a lot more to talk about. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump in Rio Rancho, New Mexico for another Keep America Great Again rally.
Before boarding Air Force One, the president addressing the issue with the New York Times, the newspaper publishing an article with an unsubstantiated sexual misconduct claim against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
I think the New York Times made another terrible mistake. It's a shame that a thing like that could happen. I see they're making a big correction today. They've just announced there's a correction.
Iowa Senator Republican Chuck Grassley reacting to the Times article.
I think when they refer to reporters, journalists, as the police of our democratic system. But today I'm reminded of a very old adage. Who will watch the watchman?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man Kyle Warren, who happens to be on the telephone waiting for me to pick up. And I'll tell you what, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Geico. Geico Insurance. Now check them out online, GEICO.com, GEICO.com. Geico's been saving money for people for more than 75 years, and they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk show host. And your local Geico office can also help you find coverage for just about anything you own, too. How about your car? How about your truck? How about your boat? How about your ATV? An RV? How about a snowmobile? How about, oh gosh, a Sea-Doo or a Ski-Doo? How about that? Now, they can also help you with homeowners and renters insurance, too. I have them for that, for my homeowners insurance, through my local Geico insurance agent. So, check them out online, Geico, GEICO.com. You can do everything you need to right off the website, or you can find out where your local agent happens to be and get it done that way. Whatever works for you, Geico, GEICO, Geico.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, again, this Kavanaugh thing, I would own the New York Times. I would sue them for libel. I would go after their reporters personally. I would just absolutely hit them so hard they wouldn't know what fell on them.
Well, that certainly, you know, would be good to see happen, because these kinds of things are so terrible. This is so reminiscent of, say, for example, the Soviet Union, where all you need to do is start denouncing people,
right?
And there is no due process.
And here comes the squad with their comments, right? So AOC insists that Kavanaugh lied under oath. Kavanaugh lied under oath as the New York Times story fell apart right in front of her face. And then Omar says, our constitutional duty is impeaching the Supreme Court of the United States justice. Really? How about impeaching her?
Right. Well, wouldn't it be their constitutional duty in terms of oversight and everything to make sure that they're finding out about, I don't know, fake FISA warrants and lying to the court?
Yeah, but they couldn't do that because then it might, you know, look bad on them.
Right.
But anyway, how about this one? You know what the Women's March is, right? You heard about them. Remember them
right.
A year ago or whatever? Well, they've booted Linda Sarsour for anti-Semitism. And I've also kept a pro Louis Farrakhan board member on board, but they say that their terms have expired, so they're adding some other people. Really?
Well, Linda Sarsour is really sort of a very volatile person when it comes to these kinds of viewpoints and so forth, and it's really terrible. I think she's very opportunistic, but she has such an anti-Israel message and so forth that it's just not good.
And I understand another presidential candidate has come out and talked about wanting to confiscate guns, in particular the AR-15s.
Well, right. And again, a lot of these are reactions. And instead of actually talking about actual gun safety, gun legislation, all these kinds of things, it becomes this gun grab. And I think they saw it's almost like the penguins, you know, jumping off the cliff or something. Well, Beto said it. Well, I can go say it.
Yeah, but who's the best gun salesman right now for the AR-15s in the whole country?
Well, Beto.
That's right.
Yeah.
because of him, they're just flying off the shelves right now, AR-15s.
Well,
and other rifles, I might add, other rifles.
Right, because the American people have this thing that Beto O'Rourke maybe doesn't understand, and it's called independence. And they don't really like the idea that someone will say, look, I'm going to become a dictator. I'm going to come in, and today I'm going to take your AR-15. God only knows what I'm going to take tomorrow, you know. And they use tragedy to try to build on their political power. And never once do I hear people saying, at least on the liberal side, do I ever hear them saying, how do we protect the people in the city? How do we protect people in schools? How do we protect people from bad people who get weapons?
You get a taser.
Well, yeah, right. You get a taser or something.
Point the taser at somebody just standing there with a loaded rifle.
No kidding.
See how fast that lasts.
Well, exactly. But at the same time, and unfortunately, it's become almost a cliche, but we're actually talking about real people who get killed every week in Chicago. And they have the most restrictive gun laws there, but guns keep coming in from other places where bad people get guns and bring them in. And people keep dying. But they never once say, wait a minute, maybe there are still bad people. And like I said, and I don't want to sound flip or anything about it, because this is so serious, but these liberal far-left people decide that here we go again. It's time to go get law-abiding.
So we found out yesterday that MSNBC was, in fact, having a great time theorizing on the Trump conspiracy with Russia and making up all sorts of stories and doing all sorts of things in their planning meetings from a former MSNBC anchor.
That's right. I think there's a crystal ball.
Yep.
And she'd been on MSNBC for quite some time, I know. And yeah, I mean, you know, well, are we really surprised by any of this kind of
stuff? I'm not.
Yeah, you know. And it's really sad because, again, it becomes a political agenda. And people want to know the news. They also want to be able to make up their own minds about things. But when things become a concerted effort, you know, the news business is really about, you know, warts and all, good, bad, and the ugly, the whole thing. And people are supposed to be able to make up their own minds. They're not supposed to be led somewhere.
Now, the president has called for a rate cut from the Fed. He said the Fed just doesn't have a clue, and he hopes that they wake up real quick. The economy has slowed down in some areas of the country a little bit. However, the areas of the country where the economy has slowed down happen to be where the blue states and the blue cities are.
Right. Isn't that something? Well, of course. And the idea is that the president wants the best kind of economy, obviously. And at the same time, there are political aspects to that because there are those who actually want to have a recession. And the people who are saying this are typically recession-proof people. Yeah.
Yep. Now, the other thing is the United States Chinese trade deputy said that the talks are going to start Thursday with China.
Well, that's right. And this should be very...
Have you heard anybody say that?
Well, no, no. And you know...
You mean we're doing it again? We're being the first ones again to say that?
Probably so.
Actually, I knew about this yesterday, but we never got to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I didn't hear anybody say it yesterday.
Well, hopefully this will make its way through the markets and the people are paying attention to the markets because you'll see, I think, a reaction in the markets that's going to be buoyed by the idea that there are at least talks going to go on. And I think it's
Well, the futures right now are in the red, not by a lot, but they're in the red right now. People are still not exactly feeling real confident about things.
Well, right. Well, I think hopefully in the long term, and that's why I think President Trump's playing the long term game, eventually these talks are going to happen. It's too bad the both sides' best interest.
And then finally, Chuckie Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are telling the president that gun legislation has got to include universal background checks. Excuse me, we already do that.
Right. Well,
what the hell?
A lot of that is more of the political posturing. You know, we told the president that he has to do thus and such and this kind of stuff. And a lot of it's grandstanding. What they should be doing, Captain, is they ought to maybe go to the White House. Maybe the president would invite them or what have you. Sit down with the president and hammer out what they can live with and what the president can sign and do something.
What we need to do is take these young people that are troubled, that have had all kinds of problems in school, like the Parkland shooter, like these kids that were in, well, kids, the young men that were involved in El Paso and Dayton, they had problems in school, which later surfaced, and because they were minors, nothing was done about it. They couldn't report it, this, that, and the other, but yet look what happened.
Yes, exactly right. That's because, again, yeah, we have to be aware of these things at all these different levels.
But we have to report it. We have to let the police know.
That's right. And there has to be some kind of ability to follow up, and the stigma has to be taken away of not wanting to get involved or not wanting to talk to somebody about something.
By the way, the Iranian strike against Saudi Arabia oil facilities is going to backfire because many believe it will contribute to the reelection of Iran's archenemy in the region. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is already talking about a retaliatory strike against Iran and their facilities with the Arab neighbors.
Yeah, that's big time. Yeah, even though the other main challenger is big on security and everything, but in times like these especially, people will say, we're not going to change horses in midstream.
Yep. All righty. Well, tell us how we can hear your show, please.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
I'll be here.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him so very much. And hello to Trucker Ed. Hello to Al up there in Nebraska. Hello to Jessica in Springfield, Missouri. And hello to Donna Fedushev, our good friend there in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us on AM 1330 WLBB, just up the road from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ha out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. We appreciate you. And hello to all our friends over at CENTCOM tonight. All right, I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
All righty, It's time for your Truckers Highway Bible Report, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Stop in. It's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Find out what those big Pilot travel centers are all about. And by the way, don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because you get yourself a nice, great, big old hot cup of coffee this time of the morning, which is really nice. And I'll tell you what, you get one of those travel mugs, and you'll also be able to, daytime, nighttime, morning time, whatever, either fill it with soda or get you a cup of coffee, whatever. And don't forget, a big shout out to our truck stops tonight, the Pilots and Flying J's, especially our friends up in Valdosta, Georgia, that have got the radio turned down right now and are listening to us. Thank you very much. Now, heavy rainfall for parts of Louisiana and Texas today are in store. You've got an elevated and critical fire weather condition out in the Great Basin out west. Now, heavy rain from tropical showers and thunderstorms are possible for areas of Louisiana and Texas. Remember that low pressure system that moved across the Gulf? Well, guess where it went? Yes, it did. Louisiana and Texas. And the heavy rain and possible flooding are likely to persist the next few days, especially in southeastern Texas. Now, a critical fire weather threat continues for much of the Great Basin out west, out there in Utah and the eastern part of Nevada. And it's dry, windy conditions out there that are going to ramp things up. And finally, rip currents and heavy surf are likely to continue from central Florida all the way up to the Carolinas from Hurricane Umberto, which is actually strengthened now, but it's moving away from the United States, so it's not a threat to the United States at all. Well, let's take a look at some of the weather here as we do right now. We've got some fog tonight in the Jacksonville area, it looks like, and Trucker Ed is headed up that way to Jacksonville right now. He's probably listening to us, and you'll have some fog when you get up there near Jacksonville. Trucker Ed might have a little rain in there, but certainly looks like fog to me from where I'm sitting here looking at the weather map. Now, going up I-95, you should have pretty good sail until you get way, way, way up there in northern Maine tonight, because guess what? A big old freeze up there in northern Maine tonight. So if you're going up there to Presque Isle, Caribou, to load yourself some French fries up in there, gonna be a little chilly. You want to take your winter coat with you, or at least get a coat or something, because flip-flops, shorts, and a T-shirt aren't going to make it up there tonight. Now, we do have some weather tonight to speak of on Lake Michigan, Lake Superior, the northeastern corner of Minnesota, the northwestern corner of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, where we do have some rain, and we do have some wind up in that area right now. Might have some gale force winds out there on the lake, on Lake Michigan in some areas, so be careful there. Going over to the west, we do have some rain in the eastern part of South Dakota tonight, some scattered showers around Lincoln, Nebraska tonight, and up there in Montana tonight, unsettled weather conditions with windy conditions, as well as the possibility of some thunderstorms kicking up and maybe even something else here. We'll see, but that's where the weather is right now. And as I said, over in Utah right now in particular, you've got a fire threat advisory there in Utah tonight for most of that state. So keep that in mind as you travel over that away. And also, out there in Oregon and Washington State, there's another front coming in out there, and it looks like as if that'll bring some showers with it to the northwest, mainly Oregon and Washington State. So that's where we're at right now. And good morning to Richard up in Oregon. Appreciate you, my friend, and Semper Fi back to you. And appreciate you tuning in, as well as Cousin Vinny. Forgot to mention Cousin Vinny's back out of the hospital and doing well, and he's feeling his oats tonight, and appreciate you, Cousin Vinny. Hope you stay out of trouble. I know it's kind of difficult for you, and don't chase any more Russians and those submarines out there, yeah? Blood would get caught again. But let me tell you about the sponsor here of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, namely our Pilot and our Flying J truck stops. Now, back in the day, the Pilot truck stops were known for having cheap fuel and not much of anything else. You run in there, you grab yourself a cup of coffee, you grab yourself a large soda in one of their big cups that they had, their plastic cups, and a bag of chips and a couple of hot dogs, and you were on your way. That's about all they had. They just didn't have anything else. And now, wow. All I can say is wow. Because in these pilot, in these Flying J's right now, here's what you're liable to find. You're liable to find an Arby's, could be a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a Denny's, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, a full-service Cinnabon, not just about Cinnabons, but about full-service menus that they have, a Huddle House, a Moe's Southwest Grill, or a full-service Dunkin' Donuts, which, again, they've got breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the Dunkin' Donuts now. If you didn't know that, they do. So that's what you could run into at a Pilot or Flying J, especially the new travel centers, the new Pilot travel centers, where you also are liable to find a repair shop, one that can take care of your truck, fix tires, too, and might even find a truck wash there or close by. Because if they don't have a truck wash at the truck stop, I'll guarantee you there's one not very far away. So there you go. And everything that you need is there, your home away from home. Parking, CAT scales to weigh your load, TransFlow Express travel documents to get your permits for your oversize and your overheight and your overwidth loads, trip packs to get your load sent into your company in a timely manner so you can get paid. Also, audiobook rentals. A lot of drivers like to buy those audiobooks or rent them and listen to them going on down the highway. Of course, they got pay phones, high-speed internet, kiosks, ATMs, Western Union, check cashing, public laundry, showers, game rooms, wireless internet, and lounges with those great big screen televisions for professional drivers and those big old nice chairs and couches they got in there, too. So there you go. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore at a Pilot or Flying J. And remember, you should always tell them the captain sent you, because if you do, you're going to wind up with a good hot cup of coffee in the middle of the night, keep you going out on the highway, or if you want to get a soda, you know, get one of those cups, buy one of the Pilot mugs, and fill it up every time you go in and out there, because they call it a refill, just like they do at some of the other places where you have the cups. It's a refill, and they don't charge you for it. It's that simple. So there you go. By the way, good morning, George, out there in Reno. Nice to hear from you. Good morning, Janice in Kentucky. Nice to hear from you. And good morning to Trucker Mark. He hasn't told me where he's at, but he's out on the highway. And good morning to Timothy. And Timothy is out in Sacramento, California. Listen to us right now. Thank you very much for tuning in, my friend. And Linda, LJ, how you doing there, my friend? Nice to hear from you. Also from Trish. Trish is in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you very much, Trish. And Kevin is down in Sarasota. Listen to us right now. And Melissa Ann, I know you got 11 more, you said, days with that big boot on that you got because you broke your ankle and all that. It'll be all right. You'll still be able to do what you need to do. But be careful, and we're thinking about you there, Melissa Ann, out there in Arizona. And next time, don't try to kick the rock. It's not supposed to be kicked. You're supposed to carry the rock. So there you go. And good morning to the A-Train. And that's the A-Train out there in Alabama. He's telling me he's in Mobile, Alabama, the A-Train. All righty. We'll be talking to you right after the top of the hour. By the way, Ms. Rosemary has the night off tonight, so she won't be around tonight. She'll be back tomorrow night, and I'll be back, and your phone calls are welcome. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.